Hi there, and thank you for tuning in. In this podcast, we are going to focus on mindset and mindfulness. Mindset and mindfulness are two areas we at Nutrition for Life believe are important to you overcoming the initial period of excitement when making a change to your health, but also areas that will help you to continue your journey, whereby you make progress and develop resilience whilst forming a sustainable, healthy lifestyle for yourself. So, what is mindset and mindfulness all about? Firstly, these two words mean very different things, but in our modules, we see them as complementary to one another. Therefore, I have decided to place these two topics within the same audio. After we help define these terms for you, we will look at each separately in relation to your health journey with us, so that you can piece this all together and have new tools to help you along the way. Okay, so mindset, in relation to your commitment to changing your health. It is important to understand how your mindset is impacting your progress. Is your mindset allowing you to break old habits, try new things, explore or experiment? Is your mindset prompting you to ask questions and be open to new ways of thinking? If you're not feeling as though you're constantly learning throughout this process of change and through these modules, then perhaps it means you need to adjust your mindset to being open to this experience. We believe it is your responsibility to be in charge of your health and progress, and our part in all of this is simply to provide the platform for your development by giving you plenty of tools, suggestions, and learning materials. There are two broad terms when it comes to mindset. One, closed mindset, and two, open mindset. We want to encourage you to think about which one you might be right now, and is it helping you? As the term closed mindset suggests, this means you are less inclined to take on new ways of thinking, stuck in your ways and cynical. As an open mindset suggests, you're likely to be inquisitive, want to learn, ask questions, and be willing to take on new suggestions. Throughout this process, ideally, you'll become more open-minded, and this also means being willing to honestly reflect on your own thoughts, behaviors, and habits. When we do this, we realize where changes need to occur and how we are responsible for them to happen. In summary, make sure you refer to our corresponding learning guide for more and make a conscious effort to be open to learning and growing rather than assuming you've mastered it all by now. Now to the term mindfulness. This relates to mindset in the sense that you'll be more likely to implement mindfulness properly by having an open mindset throughout this process of change. Mindfulness, in the context of what we teach, is focused on you being a mindful eater. There is a saying we like which goes, "It's not just what you eat, it's how you eat." Have you ever eaten something so fast that you hardly took a breath, and in this hurry may have consumed more than double or triple the portion size you really needed? Or have you even chosen to eat because you feel stressed or emotional, or even chosen not to eat because of these feelings? The message here in relation to mindfulness and mindful eating is know why you need to eat, and then aim to make the healthiest response or reaction around your need. Being a mindful eater requires you being in tune with your body's emotional and physiological triggers and responding with the best interests of your health, not always easy to do. Mindful eating can teach you the difference between eating for physical reasons and non-physical reasons. Let's run through each. Physical reasons to eat include hunger, energy needs mean you require food, growth and repair. Non-hungry reasons to eat include emotions, temptation, craving. It's free. There is far more to the above, but these are just a few examples to help you understand the distinction. Refer to your learning guide for more detail. Understanding the reasons around why you are eating can help you break emotional eating habits, better manage portion control, and improve your relationship with food. The ultimate when it comes to being a mindful eater is eating with the intention and follow-through of eating to care for yourself. The benefits of mindful eating include: you eat when you are physically hungry, but can stop when you are satisfied and not overly full. You experience the pleasure in the taste and texture of the food. You understand how the food impacts your mood throughout your day. Social overeating becomes less of a problem. You will lose weight as a result of being a mindful eater. In summary, to start improving your mindful eating approach, one of the best things to ask yourself before eating is, "Am I really hungry?" By starting with this question, you can unpack whether or not you're eating for physical or emotional reasons. Self-awareness development is key when it comes to being an optimal mindful eater.